This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew, live at Proclaim 18, the 75th annual convention of the National Religious Broadcasters here in Nashville. Vice President Mike Pence kicked off the convention yesterday by first paying tribute to evangelist Billy Graham and calling on all those attending this convention to remember his example.
The debt this country owes Billy Graham can only be repaid by relentless imitation of his example, which I know is what all of you will continue to do. Because that's what NRB members have been doing with distinction for 75 years.
Mr. Pence also reminded the crowd to roaring applause about the president's leadership on key issues they're concerned about, like abortion, national defense, and the U.S. economy. I'm Bob Agnew, live at the NRB convention at the lovely Gaylord Opryland Hotel in Nashville. Now, for more news, it's back to Washington and Rich Thomason.
And after 2 days of public visitation in North Carolina, Billy Graham's body is now being moved to the U.S. Capitol for a rare honor.
The casket with Graham's body is going to Washington to lie in honor at the U.S. Capitol. He is only the fourth private person to have that honor since Congress allowed it in 1998. Billy Graham joins Capitol Police Officer John Gibson and Officer Jacob Chestnut, who were killed in the line of duty 20 years ago, and civil rights hero Rosa Parks in 2005.
Correspondent Greg Clugston at the Billy Graham Library in Charlotte, North Carolina. The security clearance of White House presidential son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner has reportedly been downgraded, and that according to a couple of people informed of that decision. It's back to school today for students at Florida's Stoneman Douglas High School. First day of class since the shootings at the school a couple of weeks ago. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. Dow futures up about 32 points. NASDAQ futures had 5. S&P futures up 3 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
My name is Holly and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-936-5496.
A prominent Venezuelan politician parting ways with the opposition coalition by challenging leader Nicolas Maduro in the upcoming presidential election.
By registering as a candidate, Henry Falcon has broken ranks with the main coalition parties, who've refused to present a candidate in elections that they say are fraudulent and illegal. Mr. Falcon was at one point a top aide to late President Hugo Chavez, but he later joined the opposition. So now, of course, Nicolas Maduro will have some competition, although experts don't expect this latest news to have much bearing on the result of elections that have been internationally condemned.
The BBC's Katie Watson. Indonesia has seized a luxury yacht on the tourist island of Bali that's wanted by U.S. authorities. It's part of a probe into alleged multi-billion-dollar corruption at a Malaysian state investment fund. Metro TV showing local police and what it identifies as FBI officers on the yacht. News and analysis, townhall.com. Turns out that Macy's had a green Christmas season.
The department store chain broke out of its 3-year sales funk as it benefited from an improving economy and its own initiatives like an overhauled customer loyalty program. Macy's also posted sharply higher earnings for the fourth quarter, boosted by the sale of certain real estate assets. It issued an upbeat outlook. Macy's and other department stores are trying to regroup as shoppers spend more online and on items other than the clothing on which the chains are very dependent. That's forced retailers to revamp their businesses from closing poorly performing stores to changing their product lineups to expanding their online services. Keith Peters reporting.
Michigan lawmakers considering legislation inspired by the Larry Nassar scandal. A package of bills would retroactively extend the amount of time that child victims of sexual abuse have to sue their abusers. Again on Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 31. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
You will never run away. You're forever mine. You will never run away. You're by my side.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You will never run away. You'll forever shine. You will never run away. You're by my side.
Bill Martinez, live.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. You hear the ambient background. We are not necessarily in a controlled environment. It's actually, we're in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Right? And Nashville is, it's beyond control.
Yep.
But we're having a great time here. We're at Proclaim 18, National Religious Broadcasters Conference. And Kim Chow and is kind enough to stop by. We're going to talk about her brand new book, Simply Blessed. I told her, I said, look, you are the start of the day, so no pressure.
You know, none.
All the momentum of the entire show is resting on your shoulders. And then she kind of like passed out for a minute. We had a defibrillator, but she's back up and she's
ready. I'm good now.
She's back strong. It's okay. All right. So what we're talking about here is being simply blessed. It's, as she says, a lot of people have commented that, you know, it's like sitting down, having a cup of coffee, being with God, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing back from the book. People are saying it's just like that. They're really drawn into God in a new way.
Uh-huh. And, you know, the thing is, Kim, it seems the sentiment, and this is what I'm hearing, not just here in Tennessee, but around the world, is people are reconnecting again.
Yes.
I think this is exciting.
Yes.
Is it because of Billy Graham? Is it because of the contentiousness of our political and public environment, or the combination of everything?
You know, I've had some people say when they turn the news on, it's so depressing that they're just looking for something. They're trying to find joy in something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I just think there's so much sadness and darkness in the world that people are craving for something to bring them that little bit of joy somewhere.
Well, they're looking for the light.
Yes.
And where better to look than the Word of God?
That's right.
I mean, regardless of what the women of the View should pontificate about, I mean, it was a sorrowful moment. I really felt sorry for them and for their audience, whether it was there in person or, you know, their viewers around the world that watched them and maybe hold to their word. But hopefully they can discern what they're saying to realize, because I'm sure there were a lot of people of faith that says, you know, I do hear from God.
I hear from God moment by moment throughout the day, and he shows himself to me in the most mundane things. And when I heard that, that broke my heart.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. I'm glad it affected you, because
this
is what I'm hearing as well, because I thought, well, you know, more than anything else, it's just a sad commentary. And that's the danger of fake news and the kind of information that's going out there. If we've ever needed a discerning ear, it is now, because of the information age in which we live in. And so much, I mean, there's not necessarily a filter. It's just out there. So it's how you interpret it and the filters that you have within yourself. And to me, I've always believed, I think most of my life, the best filter to have is the Word of God.
Absolutely. You know, I pray in the morning, you know, God, give me your ears, your spiritual ears to hear you, the eyes to see you, and the lips to praise you. I ask for God to talk to me,
mm-hmm.
because how can I be his vessel if I'm not clearly hearing from him and then getting up and doing what he tells me to do?
Obviously, the following that you have, I say obviously, you're a woman, and even your editor-in-chief at Living Better 50, you know, which is who you write for, and you are a prolific writer, she says. And
yeah, I was quite complimented by that. Wow.
Get going, hey, let me look at my paycheck. Ooh. Oh, well, hey, words need to match up with the paycheck. Yeah. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Just kidding. No. But obviously, very well complimented, and she sees the gift in you and is doing what she can. But obviously, your followers, the people that read your columns, and of course, now getting in contact with your book, they see who Kim Chaffin's all about.
And this has been a fun journey to get to be, you know, God. If you think about it, maybe David wasn't the right person to slay Goliath, but God called him. And this has been a journey for me because I didn't feel like I was the right person to do this, and God decided, nope, you are, and it's been an absolutely amazing ride.
Well, it's never fails, right? God,
no.
God always go, why did you pick me?
Yeah.
You know, I'm like the least qualified person. No, you're the most qualified person for a time right now.
Absolutely, and that's what I've been having fun with.
Well, and I like the subtitle, Finding Joy in the Little Things, because God tells us, no matter what the situation, come to me, talk to me about it, right?
Absolutely.
And sometimes I'm not sure God wants to be bothered with it, or, you know, we're used to handling the little mundane things. But with God, there isn't anything that's mundane. And I imagine what you probably found out as you were exercising this and realizing more and more God in all these places, little places, that mundane went out the window, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing, is God began to show himself to me into the things that even a pile of laundry, those mundane things, mm-hmm. where he said, I want to be with you daily throughout every moment of your day.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to find the joy. And he even took me to find the joy in the hardest moments of our life after I have a child that was a victim of a very violent crime. Mm. And God showed me the joy and the beauty of him in what seemed like an absolute nightmare to me.
Right. Well, unwrap that, if you don't mind, a little bit more for us, because I know that that was a tragic situation, you know, for your child, for your family.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny, that could have absolutely destroyed our marriage. Because what happened to my child still affected my husband and I. And in the middle of the pain, when I couldn't even sleep at night, my husband and I grabbed a hold of God in a new way, but I also had a friend who took my hands, and she raised my hands up to the Lord, and she said, I want you to thank God for the joy and the goodness in this. And I looked at her like, are you crazy? What we have been through, there's nothing in here. And as she held my hands, God fired back that my child was alive.
Mm.
And there was just one blessing after another that I began to see. And when I opened my eyes, I realized she had let go of my hands.
Mm.
And I was holding my hands up to the Lord on my own.
Right.
And there's a chapter in my book called The Blessing Box, where it can even be a family activity where you're learning to count your blessings and find the joy even in that heartache.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've heard of others using a blessing box. It is so cool. It's like a journal. But when everybody's participating in it, I mean, at times, you know, dinner time, whatever, family times, you get together and you say, hey, let's open the box.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got to be quite revealing, huh?
It is. And, you know, there's been times when we were walking through the pain and we weren't even sure how to pray. We would sit down in our little room that we had made kind of into a prayer closet, and we have dumped the box out on our lap.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just read through the blessings. And just doing that would get us ready to go for the day. And
right.
I think, you know, nowadays I think we get so much so fast, we forget to be thankful for things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think teaching our kids to be even thankful, they might say, today I got a chocolate chip cookie in class.
Right.
And I'm thankful.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to honor that to our kids.
Right.
And let them see that it doesn't matter how small it is, we can be thankful.
Exactly. The 31-day devotional that this is.
Yes.
Why did you set it up that way?
You know, God kept saying to me, 30 days makes a habit, so let's go 31. Let's get into the mode of really spending some time with me.
So 31 days. And so this was something that I have the sense you were woken up many times in the middle of the night saying you had to write this book, right?
God likes to wake me up at 3 o'clock
in the morning. What is it about 3 o'clock?
I don't know.
You know, it's like, I'm going to get you a watch, God. You know, 3 o'clock, that's early. You know,
yeah.
Just kidding.
But that's when he wakes
Thanks for
up.
Waking me up,
yeah.
Right? In the little things,
in
yes.
In the little things,
exactly.
Yes.
Hey, I'll tell you, you are going to be blessed with her book, and people are blessed all over, and they're talking about it. It is titled Simply Blessed, Finding Joy in the Little Things. Her story, her life, you read it in the pages here as well. Mm-hmm. And your walk with God. The Bible says, he who knows their God will do mighty exploits. And for you,
amen.
I'm sure you probably look at this and you go, wow, that is a mighty exploit, because
yes.
I never thought I would do this,
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Well, that's great. Kim Chapman has been with us on Bill Martinez Live. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
With his head, you show me what he'll do.
And go on and exercise and get the blood going. Bill Martinez here coming to you live from Nashville, Tennessee. We're hanging with all the cats, and it's, it's live radio, and, it's always interesting because of just everything, you know, the happening that is going on here at NRB, reconnecting with old friends and making new ones and having people, you know, stop by and, talking to them about their latest projects. And, right now we're kind of standing by because our scheduled guest maybe got caught in the rain. It's raining here, believe it or not. Maybe they got caught, but we'll pad for time. We'll make it work at 20 minutes after the top of the hour right now. As always, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com and all the information right there. And look at, we brought her in. It's just absolutely mad. Tina Griffin is joining us right now. And Tina is known as the counterculture mom and the host of Hollywood Insider. And Tina, I knew we'd work it in, you know, one way or another. And thank you for, you know, for your patience and hanging here with us. How you doing?
I'm doing really good. You know what? I'm used to that. Over the years, 15 years.
It's showbiz, right, huh?
It's showbiz. There's a lot of times I landed with a plane in a city to speak to a bunch of kids. I'm like, what city am I in again?
Yes.
Where do I change?
Right. Hey, thank you, Detroit.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
We're in Fort Lauderdale. Oh, yeah, right, exactly. Like that's never happened. Well, of course, as I was bragging about Tina, former Hollywood actress, pop culture expert, when you're in the acting field and you say, okay, this is my trajectory, and then you get involved in pop culture and you're observing things. And right now we have a lot of, you know, celebrities who want to have their opinion out there. And sometimes it just doesn't matter. So it's a brave move when you decide to say, hey, I'm going to do something as an extension of the platform that I've been blessed with and, you know, speak into the culture.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Well, it really started with God. I gave my life to the Lord at 16.
Mm.
And I remember walking up to the front of my church to profess my faith in the Lord that I was not going to be a benchwarmer Christian. I grew up on a farm in Wisconsin. I love the Green Bay Packers, go get them attitude.
Yeah, right,
you know,
exactly.
Baling hay, picking cow, or picking rocks and milking cows. And so just
she's not wearing a cheese hat right now.
No cheese hat. close. And so I love cheese curds. I grew up next to a cheese factory, actually.
Okay.
So I traveled to L.A., and 3 or 4 years into it, I'm not a pageant girl at all. Like, I didn't even know how to walk in high heels then. I kind of still don't know how to walk in heels. So I walked
I got to tell you this. You know, she's laying this out for you, and it's a bit self-deprecating because she's really beautiful.
Oh.
She's really beautiful. And maybe because, you know, maybe the combination, you know, not only outward beauty, but inward beauty as well.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
But I tried out for the pageant because I wanted to get my word out there, my firsthand realization of what was going on in Hollywood, but I didn't know how to do it. Well, Miss America pageant gives you a platform.
Yes.
And so my platform was absence education. And through that, I was came in second place from Miss America in Miss LA County. And then someone from there said, you have to start speaking on this group called True Lies, which was in Ohio. And I joined a speaking team at the age of 24.
Wow.
Not sure how to do the whole speaking thing, and I still freak out before I speak. But I knew God gave me a message because I met so many celebrities, and they sheltered their own kids from their own entertainment and did not show the consequences of what they promoted to our kids.
Right, exactly.
And I was mentoring kids at a church in L.A. at the same time saying, wow, these kids are getting pregnant at 13. They're cutting, they're suicidal, and when I would talk to them, and over the last 15 years of speaking, so many kids would say, well, this celebrity, that celebrity, they make it look hip and cool, and I thought I'd get the guys, or I thought I'd finally feel in or feel like I fit in. And I'm like, yeah, but they're not showing you that they actually shelter their own kids. They rewrite the lyrics for their own kids to listen to. They don't show their kids how they dress on a music video. Their kids are at private schools, and then they're fully clothed going back home. Because I met so many people, went to so many Hollywood parties, and that's just what I saw. And I knew I had to be the voice piece of
That's the reality. I gathered evidence over the years with videos. Now I show the kids and their jaws drop. Right. They're like, wow, I don't want to do this anymore.
Something about the truth that's so powerful. Not to mention the fact that there's empirical evidence. The results of the sum total of what the culture has deposited into their mind.
Yes.
You know, the music. I tell you, Tina, I was heartbroken here recently. A friend sent me a link. This was the number 4 most watched video that was absolutely disgusting. Had something like 83 million hits, right? And I couldn't even tell you the name of it. I could barely get to the first 2 minutes. It was absolutely filthy. It was disgusting. And this is in the midst of hashtagging everything in Hollywood,
yeah,
as you know.
Yeah, exactly. It's such a double standard. And the frustrating thing for me is most parents aren't aware of what's going on. We actually just launched yesterday, it's God's timing, after 9 months, a counterculture mom app.
I was going to ask you about that. Great. Yes. Let's unwrap that. Tell everybody about this.
Well, the reason why I was going into the app is because a lot of parents are like, Tina, how do we get the power back in our hands? I'm so over my kid coming back off the school bus and telling me they saw a video on the playground or they heard these lyrics from a song that their friend showed them. And the parents are trying their best to be up to date, but it's so tough. I research media 40, 50 hours a week while homeschooling my 4 kids.
Oh, wow.
But it's just my life. So I want to make it easier for parents. I give them tips and tools to the Counterculture Mom app. They can download it on for Android, iTunes Store. It's all over the place now. And I will alert them ahead of time, a pop culture alert system, where their phone will be notified, this video is coming out in 72 hours. This is an excellent movie. You have to see it with your family.
Wow. Uh-huh.
And also talking points. Because I have a lot of parents saying, hey, my kids want to watch this. I want to shelter them from it. How can I not be the bad guy?
Mm-hmm.
I give them the tips and tools quickly to apply so the kids are on the same page as the parents and they realize, I don't want to engage in this entertainment. Here's why.
Wow.
And I just think it'll help parents navigate safely through today's pop culture because it's constantly changing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much. I mean, there's issues with YouTube and apps on the phones and a lot of parents just aren't aware how bad today's entertainment, which is not entertainment, is and how illegal it really is. And yesterday, Vice President Pence spoke here at NRB Live. I had a chance to shake his hand. I talked to him for like a minute. God gave me a minute. And I said, I know what today's problem is with our teens. I know why the murder rate is skyrocketing. I know why there's depression and suicide. I believe I have the solution for it, and I want to give you 5 minutes of what I think. Next week, can I call you? He told his bodyguard, give her my business card.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so I really hope and pray that we can get behind the laws that are currently being broken in L.A. by Hollywood moguls here with what they're promoting.
Yes.
Because the kids are dying and suffering because of it.
Well, and what the kids are doing because of the absence of, you know, parental leadership, we already know what a disaster it is right now for many kids that don't even have a father in the
yes.
home. But in many cases, we have absentee parents.
Yes.
And I understand in part. I have some compassion for this. You know, we've gone through a tough economy, and they're trying to survive. They're trying to put food on the table. But meanwhile, what is getting lost in this process are the kids.
Yep.
They're left to their own devices. They're spending a lot of time with technology. And just as we've talked about, you know, what these artists are doing to our children, how they are indoctrinating them.
Yeah.
It is very dangerous. And then what does the future generation look like if they continue on with this kind of information?
Yeah, it breaks my heart, and you nailed it right in the head. It breaks my heart because our kids right now will be taking care of us someday.
Mm.
Or
maybe
Maybe not.
Yeah,
not
they're going to be cats in the cradle. Here.
That's exactly it.
You know cats in the cradle, you're too young for
yeah,
that.
No, I, no, you know, I was crawling around at that point.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
So
okay.
Funny. But that's so true, that song right there, because today's entertainment is teaching our kids to have a lack of respect for parents and drive-by shootings. We have video games that you get more points the more women you burn. I mean, it's just...
Wow.
But the good thing is, there's a ton of positive entertainment choices. So if we come back, I'd love to point parents on where to go for positive stuff. There's a lot out there.
Tina, you and I got to stay connected.
Yeah, we do.
If that's okay, really. I'd like to have you on our national show on a regular basis. We're going to talk more about this. Tina Griffin has been our guest. Wow. And, you know, you're an awesome resource. And I love your heart. I love your spirit. And I want to come alongside and support what you're doing, you know, as the counterculture mom. And, of course, the big news, we've got the app available. How can they be in touch with you and connect with the app?
The best way to get in touch is to text the word media guide, no spaces, to the number 44222. So put 44222 in the number spot, put media guide in the texting area, no spaces. then it will ask you to put your email in there. You'll be immediately put on my newsletter list for a once-a-week newsletter and given a free parent guide, four-page PDF, to do a pop culture purge in your home in 2018.
Well, there it is. Tina Griffin, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Tina.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home, where the streets are cold and every chain is broken. Oh, I want to go. Oh, I want to go home.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez. We're coming to you live from Nashville, Tennessee. We're here at NRB, Proclaim 18, and having an absolute blast. And we have our special guest, who he is very special. And you know what happens when you have special guests. He is he's captured in the hallways. Everybody wants to talk to him. Yeah, he's captured. And, here it is.
I can have so much fun with you.
I bet you can. Stephen Baldwin joins us now. Stephen, how you doing, buddy? Good to see you.
Good morning. It's a little early for me, brother.
Hey, I appreciate you stopping by.
We actor types. But, yeah, how are you? Good morning. Good morning.
Are you kidding me? I mean, we're in Nashville hanging with the cats. I mean, how much fun does this get, huh?
It's a lot of fun.
It is, even when it's early. Stephen Baldwin, of course, you know him. American actor, producer, author, is known for appearing in films, including Born on the 4th of July, Posse, Threesome, you know, it goes on and on. We got a new movie to talk about, huh?
We got a bunch of stuff to talk about.
Exactly.
I'm here at NRB, and we're excited. It's a great year to be here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A lot of fun stuff going on. Lots to talk about as far as lots to talk about as far as what's transpired, and Billy Graham just passed away.
Yeah, exactly.
Luis Palau, we got to be praying for him, and it's just it's an amazing time right now where, you know, God's people are being stirred.
Exactly.
It's an exciting time.
Well, you mentioned Billy Graham. I mean, he's lying in the Capitol Rotunda, one of what, only four, you know, civilian, non-presidents, heavy type, big political people. But what a political impact, a cultural impact that Billy Graham has had in our society.
Oh, well, as you just said, I mean, of course, one could recognize an honoring or an accolade because you're laying in the Capitol building.
Right.
You know, but we know a little bit better, a little bit further, the influence Billy Graham has had on our American politics.
Right.
You know, and the presidents he has prayed with and, you know, counseled, you know, wise counsel, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, amazing ministry, incredible man. And I'm just so excited. I hope everybody, you know, is going to be praying for the family and Franklin. And Will, the grandson.
Well, Will was supposed to be talking, obviously, and I knew that Will wasn't going to be make it. Of course, Will plays his grandfather in the movie that we're going to be talking about in just a moment.
Yeah. Wonderful.
How cool is that, huh?
Very cool.
Yeah. Tell me your favorite Billy Graham story.
Well, you know, as an actor, I've been born again now almost 16 years. So early on, I worked with Luis Palau and did a lot of skateboard ministry stuff. And, you know, we were having all kinds of fun. I was trying to do stuff outside the box, you know, but find ways to preach the gospel, particularly to the younger generation, because that's kind of the hardest thing to do, is get these folks interested and attracted to the things of Jesus.
Right.
So I went to the last Billy Graham crusade in New York, which was some time ago. And, you know, everybody kept saying to me, oh, you got to meet Billy Graham, you got to meet Billy, you got to meet Billy. You got to get a blessing from Billy. I said, well, you know, in God's timing.
Right.
And sure enough, one day, a friend of mine at that crusade dragged me up onto the side of the stage. And right when he finished his last message at the New York crusade, he was coming off the stage and, you know, he was still pretty up there.
Yeah, right.
You know,
yeah.
And he just stopped for a minute, and we shook hands, and somebody just said, here's, you know, he didn't know me from a hole in the wall. It was great. You know, to be honest with you, I could have said every one of my movies. I could have said every one of my brother's movie. He would have been like, never seen him.
Yeah, right.
You know? But it was a very sweet, precious moment.
Okay,
just to shake his hand and say hello.
My impression, and I worked with the team in 1985 in Anaheim Stadium, 10 glorious nights, is he exuded humility like no one else I'd ever met.
Mm-hmm.
Just a phenomenal, phenomenal man.
You know, and he's a great example of understanding that the only way to come into this experience, you know, and have any success is really to understand it's not about you.
Exactly.
You
know, without a doubt.
He really was one of the greatest demonstrations of that.
I was just thinking about you. It must be fun at your house when the family gets together, you know, with all the different political viewpoints and worldviews.
Well, there's people at the table that it is about them, and there's people at the table that it ain't about them. And there.
Yeah, but
me and my wife are the only two at the table that it ain't about. No, just kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. I love this walk with the Lord because every day we get a choice, right?
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Exactly.
Is it my will or your will?
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
So, don't think for a second. There are moments every day, brother. It's my will again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is.
That's why we need them.
It is like Paul said: the things I don't want to do, I do. The things I do, I do. You know, it's this walking conflict in our flesh and in the spirit at the same time, right?
It's why we. We need to depend on Jesus.
Yeah, but when you understand the difference, that's why you hold on, right? You hold on to the edge of his garment, whatever it takes, tie a knot.
No matter what.
I'm right with you. Tell us about Stains. This movie is just, I cannot wait to see it.
Good.
The trailer.
Good.
It's just so awesome.
Well, I can tell you right now, this is a very unique, dramatic biopic. About Graham Stains, who was the Australian missionary in 1999, living in India for many years. Mm-hmm. He had a medical clinic to help people suffering from leprosy, which in the Indian culture is a curse.
Yeah.
At the same time, he was a Christian. So in the Hindi culture, which in India now, a majority of the culture is Hindi, but a large percentage is Muslim.
Yes.
And in that culture, into the government, any proselytization of Christianity is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody Googles Graham Staines or even, you know, the Graham Staines movie,
mm-hmm.
You can see the story of what happened to him. He was murdered in 1999 by some Hindi radicals, one guy in particular. And it was just the perfect alignment of evil mm-hmm. is really what happened.
Right.
And when he passed, he was killed with two of his sons. And it was really horrible. And blah, blah. But what came out of it was very special and very powerful in the wake of that tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys who have come together to create this film, which Sherry Rigby, if you'll remember mm-hmm. the actress
yes,
from
right.
October Baby
mm-hmm.
and many
right.
other things, plays Mrs. Staines in the film, and a fantastic actor who's actually coming to America to do a play soon. His name is Sharman Joshi.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Joshi, I think mm-hmm. is how you spell the
yes,
last name.
Joshi,
yeah.
right. Mm-hmm.
And Sharman Joshi this guy comes from the Indian film community. He starred in a movie called Three Idiots many, many years ago that was a very, very, I think it's the most successful film in Indian history. It's a comedy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And Sharman Joshi was this guy who's very serious, almost method actor, you know, really kind of focused on his work. Here I come over to India as an American actor to work with this guy, and this guy was all about the business. He really was showed up to deliver an outstanding performance. So, yeah, I think if you want to see one of these very, very unique stories and very, very powerful stories, Staines is going to be a movie for a lot of folks, just if you want to see the power of God and used in ways that are very unique.
You're like pinching yourself. I mean, you're going, I'm playing a martyr here in this movie. I mean, you've done incredible.
Well, wait a second. We started off this interview saying it's not about me.
No. Well, you know, we got less than a minute now, so we can make it about you because we were so, subordinated on
sure.
other issues. So.
No, I know. I'm just saying this. For me, of course, what a blessing it is as an actor.
Got about 20 seconds.
Sure. To be a part of a movie like this, and I'm just going to say real quick, it's important to understand that as long as I get to use my giftings as an actor
amen.
In opportunities for the Lord, amen.
Amen. There it is, Stephen Baldwin. And the movie's coming out the end of March, right?
Yes, sir.
There it is. We'll look for it. The story of the martyr Staines on Bill Martinez Live.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Money! Money! Money!
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam.
You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, back with you, America. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and look who's come in. Jen Gotson, yes, Jen Gotson Chandler is with us. We're going to be talking about her new movie, award-winning actress that she is, Made in Niche, playing historical, I almost said hysterical, but I...
Hysterical is great, too.
I don't know why. Maybe you were channeling that to me. I don't know. But certainly historical and real-life characters. And, of course, the new movie, My Daddy is in Heaven.
My Daddy is in Heaven.
Wow. I am looking forward to it. The backstory. Tell our audience about the backstory.
Oh, my goodness. It's really based on an award-winning children's storybook by Rebecca Crownover. Mm. She fell deeply in love with her husband, had a little girl, and her husband died in a tragic accident. Mm. So she had to tell her little girl, where did Daddy go?
Yeah.
And it pushed Rebecca away from God. Mm. It pushed her into a place of fighting her own demons, trying to understand, why do bad things happen to good people?
Right.
And so the story really creates that journey of real-life loss and how do we experience hope,
right,
and triumph.
And this is the thing, Jen, that's so touching about this movie is, like you say, it's real life. I mean, this is happening to people around the country, around the world, who are losing loved ones, and they're going, wait a minute, God, you know, my faith was in you. What happened? Why is this happening to me, right?
It is. And I think that's a question everyone asks themselves when we ever hit pain.
Mm.
Even if you're at work and something horrible happens, or you're at home and a relationship dispute goes on,
mm-hmm.
you go, God, where are you? And then when the big tragedy hits, you are left asking those questions.
Exactly. And you know, and we've all had those moments. And those are those testing moments. I often tell people that, you know, relationships, whether they're vertical or horizontal, the true character of a relationship is developed in the valley. in the valley of the shadow of death. You know, in the peaks, it's good. It's all good. We can high five and enjoy and dance and laugh and all that good stuff. But what really holds you together are those valley moments of life. And you witness the faithfulness of the horizontal, your friends, and certainly the faithfulness of God. And sometimes it's tough. And you find yourself thinking and saying things to God that you wouldn't normally say. And then maybe even on the other side of you, oh, God, I'm so sorry. I can't even believe I even thought that, much less said that, right?
Yeah, Bill, you're so right. You know, like when you're in those valleys and it's so dark and you want to put your hands over your eyes, throw the bed sheets over your head, and you just want to scream.
Mm-hmm.
If we can, in that quiet moment, say, Jesus,
yeah.
come to me.
Right.
Jesus, where are you?
Right.
Jesus, heal me.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, show me hope. And that's sometimes the hardest thing because we are so angry at God.
Right.
Because sometimes people can blame. I know through my journey I have, and so did Rebecca,
right.
the character that I played.
Mm.
But Jesus is the only way that we find hope.
Yeah, exactly. And God can handle our realness.
Oh, and, yeah, he can.
Yeah, without a problem, you know, to where you say, you know what, this doesn't feel good. And however way you want to express it, I know at one time in my life, you know, I love the Lord's Prayer. I pray it every day. But there was a time in my life when I got to that point, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. I had to tell God, I can't pray that. It's so painful right now. I cannot. You know, can you give me a break?
Mm.
That's what I had to ask. I said, God, can you give me a break? I'm tired of being in the fire.
Oh, my
God. The refiner's fire, you know?
Yeah. We've been going through the Lord's Prayer. I grew up Catholic.
Yeah,
and
so did I
would pray
so
the Lord's
with
Prayer.
You, right?
And then we've been going through a discipleship group studying, and being an actor, I imagined the Lord's Prayer almost as an acting exercise. And I know that sounds so bizarre, but I imagined God, our Father, and seeing Him so holy and glorious. And when it says, thy will be done, He has given us a desire and a hope. He's created us in His image with a purpose, and it's His will He wants to use through our lives. So sometimes He needs to break us so we can learn and grow, just like a seed that has no fruit yet. Mm. You put the seed in dirt. How does that make sense?
Right.
And so God takes His word and puts it in our dirt, which is our soul, and then He grows a tree of life when it gets watered.
Mm.
And that's a miracle. How does that happen? That is a miracle.
Yeah.
But I remember being on the beach myself through tragedy, crying out to God, slobbering, literally slobbering, going, God, why? Why did you do this? And when Rebecca Crownover's story in this movie, My Daddy Is in Heaven, when I learned what happened to her, it just connected so much into my heart wound.
Wow.
And saying, Lord, okay, praise you. Let's do a story about real wounds, and let's laugh along the way.
Yeah,
because
right.
there's some really great, funny, hilarious moments that right. some of the wonderful actors like Joel Morrison plays, and Corbin Burns, and
yes.
G.G. Stallings, and all these amazing people directed by Wayman Boone. They're such great people.
Mm-hmm.
Great movie.
Yeah, exactly. Great cast. And as you say, you know, one of the things that actors do in character development, you really study and think about all the part, you know, the aspects of that individual character. And for you, I got to imagine, you know, it was just tapping into your experience, right?
We entered into this hospital room, and the director had the set very quiet, and the producer, Joe Nacer, he got to be the doctor in the scene.
Mm-hmm.
He's also the screenwriter and one of the producers.
Mm-hmm.
And we entered into this space, and I started to pray, and I said, Lord, I just ask that you show me how you see this moment happening for Rebecca's life, and let me have the sensitivity, because she fought and believed that Jesus was going to heal her husband, Bill. She knew that if Jesus can heal the dead, He can heal Adam from a tragedy. She knew that. She was so confident in her faith in that. And that's how I was in my tragedy. I was so confident that God was going to redeem the situation. And when He didn't, my heart got heartened. And Rebecca's heart got hardened, and that's what caused her to push away. But in that pushing away is where she felt cold and angry and rebellious and just darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And that darkness continued to funnel down. And that's not until she returned back to Jesus, just by saying, Lord, show me again who you are.
Yeah.
A year later.
Yeah.
And then her life started to come back, and she found faith and peace.
Yeah.
It's the peace
exactly.
that surpasses understanding.
And all that peace represents, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn and I had a you know, quite a conversation about peace. Because, you know, you love the Jewish culture in Hebrew. You know, in the English language, you know, we hear peace and we think, okay, it's all good, it's all... But the way Jonathan expresses it, it's very powerful in the Hebrew understanding of what peace is. It is the totality of the fulfillment and purpose that God has for you. That it's God's pursuit of that identification and that realization in your life. No loose ends. Everything perfectly aligned, and that's God's pursuit. Just like where you were at, or I was at, or Rebecca was at one point we become that lost sheep. And it's Jesus that comes out to get us. He abandons the 99 to come after us. For that, at that moment, it becomes about us, right?
Rebecca, when she had her moment to realize that peace again, she was on an airplane. Mm-hmm. She was next to a very smelly individual. And the individual, she's like, why? 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 And then he opens up a Bible, and she's like, oh, God, come on. What is going on?
And couldn't you give me a fresh reading Bible reader or something sitting next to me?
Clean, please. And that's when God started to speak to her. And so he speaks to us when we're broken. Broken vessels, and he uses us when we're broken vessels.
My daddy is in heaven, releasing soon, right?
It releases March 13th.
Yeah, wow.
You could pre-order on Amazon and Walmart and DVD and all that good stuff.
The big takeaway for people?
The big takeaway for people is that God loves you. Jesus truly wants to have a relationship with you. And when we die, we know that we are in heaven with him when we have that gift. And that's the hope.
Yeah.
That's the true hope.
And if you do lose your way, it's okay.
Yes.
God knows where you are.
Hallelujah.
Always, right?
I'm always losing my way. Man, I lost my way driving here. And you're praying in that moment.
Well,
going,
that's
God, help me. Help me.
Because you're
me
in Nashville.
Parking space.
It's your, yeah, parking space. I mean, when once you get here. But
yeah.
It's this whole city's in circles.
It is.
They keep having you going around in all these different. So what is it about this?
I'm from New York City.
I mean, what do they have? ADD engineers, you know, putting these this whole traffic profile together? I mean, this. I don't want to hear them talk about L.A. anymore. I grew up in L.A. The highway system here, the freeway system here is absolutely, I mean, you need therapy afterwards.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
You want to go get some, we could go get one afterwards.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Well, we're so looking forward to this. You know, it is a story when you have that relationship with God and you think everything's all roses. And then, and then you're challenged with life, real life, and you deal with it. It's kind of like when missionary had taught me a long time ago, and I hold this. It's called the four R's. That when you first have a relationship with God, you're in romance. You know, everything's roses, rainbows, and everything. Reality comes in, and maybe it's, you know, in this case, like Rebecca Cronover, it's a death. And then you go in from reality, you go into a spirit of rejection, a phase of rejection, where your world's turned upside down. And you think, oh, you know, is this God thing really real? Is God, you know, do I really need to believe in God? And you question yourself. But the fourth R is readjustment. And at some point in that, in your journey, there will be somebody of significance, the Word of God, something that will come around that will adjust you. And for Rebecca, it was on a plane with a smelly man of faith.
And in the movie, it's adjusted as it's on the street, and he's holding a sign saying, Jesus loves you. And she's like, I spit in your face. And she literally takes the homeless man's sign and rips it up and gets into a fight with him. And then really? She gets thrown in jail.
Oh, way to go, Jen. You're fighting the homeless man.
I know. And the actor
is God, forgive her. It's just a movie. Nobody really got hurt in this movie,
no.
Right? All the animals were protected.
All animals protected. All human minds saved. God is good.
Where can they go for more information? My Daddy's in Heaven.
They could go to our Facebook page. My Daddy is in Heaven.
There it is. Jen Gotson Chandler with us on Bill Martinez Live. Jen, thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you all.
God bless. Take care.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. out. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.